Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, it's Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, you can't run and you can't hide. Sure, it might be a little cliche, but we're giving you some gift ideas and some sexy date inspirations to make this Valentine's Day work for you, no matter if you're single or in a relationship. Thanks for listening. Okay, people, the genius design team at WeVibe has done it again. The brand new Nova by WeVibe is quite simply a dual stimulation superstar. In that, it expertly pleasures your clitoris and your G-spot at the same time without missing a beat. You might be thinking, that sounds a lot like my favorite rabbit vibe, but it's not. Unlike traditional rabbits that tend to lose contact when you slide the shaft outwards, the Nova's external stimulator is extra long and curved, creating a very firm, flexible external pressure, and which means that it doesn't leave the clitoris. So you can still be stimulating your G-spot, but the little rabbit part on the outside doesn't ever leave it, which is exactly what the majority of women need to achieve orgasm, constant clitoral stimulation. The Nova's easy-to-use controls let you cycle through its multiple vibration modes and even allows you to work the internal and external stimulations independently. So there's internal, external, you want a little clitoral, you want a little G-spot, and you could choose. And if that wasn't mind-blowing enough, you can even customize the Nova by connecting it to your smartphone via the WeConnect app. The Nova by WeVibe is so unique, you just got to try it to believe it. So go to sexwithemily.com, look for the Nova banner, click on it, and use promo code Emily for a special discount. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. If you haven't been there yet, sign up for our mailing list because our emails rock. And I'm going to get this out of the way. This is really important. You really, really should be following us on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Sex with Emily. Facebook, facebook.com/sexwithemily. And finally, our YouTube channel, which is killer and hilarious. We're putting up new videos all the time that are educational and you might get a good laugh. I've got a big show here tonight.
Big show.
I've got two of my favorite people in the studio at once.
Wait, Madison's here. Who else?
You're one of my favorite. Well, Stanley was here. You might have trumped it.
You said person.
I've got Anderson.
What up?
And I've got producer Madison.
Hi, guys.
Hi. This is like a party.
Oh, it's a threesome.
It's a party in my pants and you're all invited. I wish.
Hey. Party in
you
your pants.
You and those sexy glasses.
That's dirty, Em. Dirty.
No, dirty.
Yeah.
I'm dirty. So I'm curious. So this is, you know, Valentine's Day.
It's a Valentine's Day show.
He thinks I have my Michigan accent.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for him to say something because he made fun of you all last year for
Valentine's
Day. Do you
think that it's coming out? He thinks that it's coming out more frequently.
I don't know more frequently. I know I hear it in Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. And we can't ignore that. So Anderson, I know you like to skip
ignore
over the
Valentine's
fact
Day.
That I'm the one who pointed out to you
yeah.
that you're going to be out of town with your wife on Valentine's Day. You're like, oh, shit, it's Valentine's Day that weekend.
I'm hoping we're so distracted with the travel and being in a different state that we're both just going to forget that day even happens, and we're just going to move right on to the next day.
Not going to happen.
Oh, I can't wait for Monday.
Not going to happen.
President's Day is going to be awesome.
Listen, this is one of our big points. Any woman that tells you that, it's a big deal, I don't care, it's not true. Not that she needs an extravagant, you know, fancy 10-course meal and diamond rings, but some kind of acknowledgement.
Right.
Like a back rub. It doesn't matter. And
what
some
a high
chocolates.
Five. Hey, honey. Happy
hey, dude,
day.
I don't know your wife that well. She's pretty awesome, but I would think a high five, you might need a little...
pat on the ass. Hey, honey. Happy V-Day.
Unless she's really into ass play, I think that could work. I mean, if she is into ass play.
All right.
But that's one of the things that we are going to get into is that, you know, whether you're single or in a relationship, it's an interesting day because it can be very stressful. It's kind of like Christmas just passed. That's really stressful, all the shopping. And now we got Valentine's Day.
Em, I hate to do this to you and put you on the spot, but you're a lady. You like Valentine's Day?
I'm having...
You're over there championing the idea of Valentine's Day? What is the deal with Valentine's Day?
We're going to get into it today. I'm sympathizing with you.
Do I have to blame
Saint
for
Valentine.
Creating?
St. Valentine, really, truly.
Fuck him.
Well, and then Hallmark.
He did nice things. St. Valentine.
Yeah, he was a lover, mm-hmm. not a fighter.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He was like a priest that like banged?
I think he used to marry couples incognito. I don't quote me on it. I'm not 100% sure, but I seem to remember.
We're not getting into that beginning of it, but we did do a show about that a few years ago. All but this, the most important thing is the here and now. And the most important thing is that to remember that Valentine's Day truly is about love. It's a universal theme, but not everyone chooses to celebrate it with roses and boxes of chocolate, Anderson. So you're with your wife and cards. So like, think of something that she... You know, just something special that you could do. And we're going to get into some unique, like you can give a little card that says something with funny quotes.
You got to put forth some kind of effort.
Unless
you want to have a big blowout on Valentine's Day. And you don't want that.
Well, you might want a big blowout, like have a party at your house.
No,
your
I mean blowout, like part. I got fight.
A fight, no.
Yeah.
Right. You got to do something. Don't ignore it. And we're going to get into stats. It's interesting that it's really not just for the men. Women should be, you know, pulling their weight too.
Absolutely.
Hey, you both love each other. And if you are single, it's such a great day to be like, you know what? I love myself. I'm going to go do something that I've been wanting to do for myself. Maybe get a massage. Maybe buy a sex toy.
This is for the single people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like being single on Valentine's Day.
Hey, can
like,
I just say
God.
Something?
What?
It's embarrassing to admit this, but my wife, she always pulls her weight. You just mentioned the lady should pull their weight as well. We've been married now for 3 years, together numerous years before that. She always gets me something. She gets me a card and she gets me a little something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I notice. And if she didn't get me something, I'd notice.
Right, of course.
Right. So, yeah, she pulls her weight, and it does mean something to the guy as well. We're all in this together.
As much
as we might hate it, as much as we might be forced, I feel like we're forced to buy from the Hallmarks of the world,
it
means
something.
Make your
own card. Yeah. Right, no, it does. Okay, so you get her something as well.
And then you usually it's stuff that we end up throwing away, right? Like 6 months later, I'm like, what should I do with this little gorilla that's holding a heart? She's like, chuck it. Throw it away.
What do you, okay. I gave you some candles you could bring on their trip.
That has nothing to do with Valentine's Day, though.
But yeah, well, I thought you could bring it when you guys were in our town.
Yeah, yeah.
Give her a massage. See what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just about knowing your partner what they might like, because every couple is different in what they want and how they want to be treated. So, you know, have a plan, which you do need a plan.
Yeah.
Madison has a boyfriend.
Yes,
she's been in a relationship for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a plan?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Actually, fun fact, shout out to Menace, whose friend is getting us concert tickets to a DJ thing in San Francisco. So we're going to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to go rock out.
Take Molly and have a good old time.
Oh, no, because I'm going back to my boyfriend's parents' house that night.
So
there will
the
be no Molly at all.
All the better. No, it's great hanging out with parents on Molly. You're really nice to them.
They wouldn't know. Won't they be sleeping by the time you get home?
I mean, his parents already think I'm like, they think it's like so adorable. I'm like the liberal who works for a sex podcast and all
Is
that.
Is one of them an optometrist?
No,
you'll be fine. They won't know. As long as they don't work on eyes, they won't have any idea why your pupils are so big.
My second time staying with them, I accidentally got like crazy hammered and ended up throwing up everywhere and falling asleep on the couch. So I have to behave myself from now on so that they don't think I'm a lush, honestly.
They've known you now for a while.
Yeah, they've known me for a couple years
now. So no Molly. That'd be weird.
Wait, you can actually go to a DJ thing without drugs?
Yeah, it's going to be real fun.
Drink a little.
Well, I like the music. So I feel like a lot of people go just for the drugs and like not as much for the music.
Have you heard the music not on drugs, though?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, you have?
I was listening to EDM on my way here.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
It's not really my thing
it's
either.
It's a fun time.
I mean, back in the day when I would, you know, party in Vegas and go
on
to
drugs,
the shows.
Yeah.
I did my fair share. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. But that's fun.
Yeah, so we have a plan.
You have a plan. It's good to have a plan. I don't have a plan yet because I don't know if I'm in a relationship.
You're
going
to take yourself. You're going to take yourself to get a foot rub.
Do you know that I am? I found the best masseuse, and it's like super reasonable for an hour. And she kills my back, and I told her I was in love with her at the end.
I'm purposely not asking how the relationship's going. I'm trying to keep out of it.
Because I haven't brought
it up. But I know there's some drama. We're not going to get into it on air here. But Em's got a little bit of drama in her personal life, and I noticed you were on the phone with that drama last week. In here, in the studio. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you were. I heard the way you said goodbye.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. No. I think I was talking to somebody else, but I don't think.
Then you know a couple people with the same name.
Oh.
And it's
are
a rare
sure?
name.
It is. Okay. No, things are good. They're interesting.
Good.
Just talking. You know what you do in a relationship? It's all how you get through things, how you talk, and how you, it's really how you deal with conflict.
So wait, how are you going to get through Valentine's Day?
Well, I don't know, because last year we were together on Valentine's Day, and he's very literal. So I said something like, he's a man.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't even say anything about Valentine's Day, but I was like, you know, we just should make plans. Like, this is before we even like committed. I was like, we should make plans. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he was like, hey, do you want to sing on Valentine's Day? And then he made like a whole plan, which was really,
cute.
I know, it was very cute. We went to dinner. First we went for a drink somewhere, and then we went for dinner. By the time we got to dinner, I was so, and I'm not a big drinker. I had like two dirty martinis or something.
Well, that's
and
enough
I,
to kick your
I
ass.
I sat down. Yeah. We were at Pache, that restaurant, and I sat down, and I don't even remember. I mean, I remember this happening, but I don't really understand how it happened. I sat down after having two drinks, and apparently I was a little buzzed that I almost fell over in my chair, and the waiter happened to be walking by and caught me.
Nice.
Who passes out in their chair?
Emily.
Like before the appetizers are delivered, but then I was fine.
If I was dating you and we broke up, we were taking a little break, I would not be threatened at all. I would not be worried about you trying to go out and find another man to gratify you.
Why?
Because you got plenty of toys at home that can take care of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be worried about it. I'd be like, she's just going to spend a little more time with the remote
true.
Control.
No, I do. Like, it is a problem that I don't have enough time to masturbate.
Right. I would think that if you and your on-again, off-again boyfriend are taking a break, your reviews are probably going to be more spot on.
Yeah, they are.
You
they
know
actually
what I mean?
Are. Yeah. Yep. You're right. We've got some good new toys that we're talking about, which
it's
makes
true.
The job really fun. So, yeah. Thanks for not asking, though. There are some fun facts for Valentine's Day. Spending, which I just thought you might find interesting. Half of Americans will buy candy to the tune of 1.7 million. More than 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are sold. 48% of women expect to receive chocolates as a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, God.
Are you going to do that? Get chocolate?
No, I'm not.
40% of Valentine's, this are roses, of course. Half by greeting cards. It's been 180 million. Print it off your goddamn printer with a picture of you guys. That's
yeah,
cheap. What?
Really?
That's sweet. I like that.
Hey, do you judge a guy if he gives you like the heart-shaped box and the chocolates and the roses? Are you thinking like zero creativity?
That hasn't happened to me since my 20s. And
would you like it though?
The one from like Walgreens?
Yeah.
No.
What about CVS?
Same.
Thrifty.
With the one that has like the saran wrap on it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it's on sale for a dollar the next day, which I love. I love when the candy goes on sale the next day.
I lie to my wife about which date it is so I can save a couple bucks. I change all the calendars in the house. I use last year's calendars.
That's good, Anderson. Photoshop. I'm sure she believes you. She's not that bright, right?
She misses work as a result, but I get the cheap candy.
It's perfect.
I do love the cheap candy. Okay, 40% of procrastinators believe it's too late to find a deal after February 13th. 38% want smartphones as a Valentine's Day gift.
What?
I want a friggin' smartphone. That's what I want. Why don't you put that in a box of chocolate?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How's that?
I like this. About 1 in 5 will buy their pets a Valentine's gift.
That's very sad.
Do you buy Stanley? Like, I buy Stanley something.
Super sad.
I bought him stuff all the time, her. But I, not like, here's a Valentine's Day gift.
Sounds like something my mom would do.
Oh, that's cute though then.
My mom and my dog are like super bonded though. So she like takes her out for ice cream every night. They have like girl dates.
Does she get her massages?
Adorable. She does not, but my dog is kind of old. She's finicky. She's got hip problems. I wouldn't want to take her for a massage.
Hip dysplasia, they call it. Emily.
Yeah, you
hip
know.
Dysplasia.
They do.
Dysplasia.
You know we're going to have Stanley the dog next week in the
office. I know,
office.
I'm so very excited. Excited.
You guys going to spoil him? You guys going to get him something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, see, now I... Yes. In fact, at this point, he's kind of winning as my Valentine. It's probably going to be Stanley and I at Pache, me falling off the chair, drunk.
I expect good pictures on Instagram of you and Stan on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It's a challenge.
We're going to dress him up as a little Cupid.
Yeah, we actually are shooting a video with him.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We have 2 days of shooting with him.
Cool.
We organized our shooting schedule around Stanley.
I'll get his SAG papers in order.
Please do.
Thank you.
Some other things. This is from ABC News, so it must be real. This is interesting. This is Men's Health and Women's Health, wasn't it, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is how men and women feel about Valentine's Day. Ready? So do you expect to have sex because it's Valentine's Day? Women, this percentage. So yes, 43% of women. And men say no. Sorry. Yeah. Women, 43% say yes. 56% say no.
What about that 1%?
I don't know what those people think. But men expect 50%.
50%
expect. Yes. And 49% no.
What about that one?
Dude, I don't know where that one is. That one is masturbating.
Actually, they're split up with like 0.1,
right.
0.9.
Yeah,
so that one is accounted for.
Gotcha.
Why do you always got to make it so difficult? Oh, speaking of masturbating, because I think that 1% is masturbating, I kind of came up with a new word today.
By mistake?
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Procrasturbating.
Procrasturbating. Like he's late to the meeting because he's at home procrastinating.
Exactly. I'm sorry I didn't get the paper done, but I was busy procrastinating.
Right.
Which I often do. I get my best masturbating done when I'm procrastinating.
But you're doing it for work.
Well, that's the other thing. I was like, so it's not really procrastinating. It's actually my work.
Like,
but
I watch movies
other people,
for a living, and I get paid to watch movies, and you get paid to beat off.
Right. Yeah. But it still can be procrastinated. Do you ever do that? Masturbate? You're like, oh, I could yell stuff if I'm going to masturbate. No?
I'm
do you ever
man.
Do it to relax?
Yeah. I do it when I'm stressed. Like, if I have something that I need, like, a creative block removed, I will masturbate if I can.
Well, sounds you know, like, and then I started in my procrastinations, I started studying about it, masturbating, procrastinating. It's actually someone else thought of that word like once because I'm going to...
Oh, you looked it up immediately?
Well,
to
I Googled
see if you
it because
had...
I'm like, this is so fucking brilliant. How has nobody thought of procrastinating? But like one person did. But they wrote an article that it's actually really good for you. It can help clear all the endorphins and the feelings you get from masturbating. Right. Can actually clear your head. And I felt better. And then I went down and I wrote something that I think I'll get the Pulitzer Prize for after.
Did you
so
finish it or did you go masturbate?
No, I masturbated and then I was super inspired.
Oh, that'd be really
to take
fun.
Over the world.
She finished like, and then she finished.
Yeah, you could, but you could like weave it into the actual research and like kind of how to trail off and then it gets good
well,
again.
Well, sometimes I take notes in the middle of master. I have a voice memo thing. I'm taking notes because I'm like, I gotta remember this was good. Yeah, it's amazing.
While you're masturbating,
upper left quadrant.
Yeah, you need to make an app like at a premium and people can pay extra for your masturbation voiced notes.
Sometimes I think the craziest things. I'm like, Anderson in those hot glasses. No.
That would...
But I'll think about how this toy, I'm like, this is so cool that it did this. I didn't know that. And then I think of procrastinating.
Email Emily if you pay for her masturbation voice notes.
We're gonna
pay the
so
rent.
Many emails.
Gotta pay the rent. I'll
Real
do
quick,
it.
Gotta go back though to the study.
Okay, more of the studies.
It's shocking that more men expect sex on Valentine's Day than women. I would think that women, it's 43% of women expect it and 50% of men, right?
That's... No, it was only women of expecting it was 43% of women expect it.
Yeah. That's
and
bizarre.
The guy was only 30%. Or no.
50.
The guy was 50. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. These.
I guess guys just always want sex, but I would think like something romantic that most guys are probably more like on my team as far as being against Valentine's Day. Maybe because it's cheap and fun.
What?
It's supposed
sex?
To be.
The
yeah.
banging. Maybe
like,
that,
hey,
that's
I'm
their
gonna
gift.
Bang you really yeah. well. I'm gonna perform oral for more than 2 minutes.
I will do you un jackhammer style.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Valentine's hey. Day.
I love when guys think that that's like a satisfactory gift. They're like, yeah. no, I'm not gonna get you jewelry. I'm just gonna have sex with you for a full 10 minutes. Tonight.
Exactly. I'm gonna go for
yeah,
10
baby.
Whole minutes.
Once a year you get this. Like, you're cheating.
Okay, who is supposed to plan Valentine's Day? Women, okay, women say the guy at 30%. And the girl, 1.6%. However...
Wait, what?
And yeah. The
just
women...
Wait
yeah.
for it.
So women think the guy should plan it. 30% yeah. of women think it. And they think the girl should... Well, they think... Women only think that the girl should only plan it 1.6% of the time. And a couple should plan it together, women think, 68% of the time. Yeah. However, a man says a guy should plan it 56% of the time. The girl, 4% of the time, and the couple together, 38.6. So actually, women think it should be more of a couple's thing, and men think, nah, I'll take care of it. Although, well, they secretly would love her to be part of it, I think.
Can I tell you?
What?
Not true. As a guy, either I'm going to take care of it and I want to set everything up, or it's not going to happen. I don't want her to set anything up for me, and I don't want to do it together. I can't imagine holding hands, skipping down the aisle, saying, what should we do on Valentine's together? You know what I mean?
You'd really? Rather plan it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it's kind of a man. Yeah. I mean, but I could also see if you're stumped, be like, hey, I was thinking this or that. It's all
risk.
About who you're dating. It's all about knowing the person that you're dating and know what they'd be into. Like, if you're dating me, you know that I don't want to go to some, like, the best restaurant in LA and have a 10-course meal that you think all these other couples are sitting there and, like, together. You're paying twice the price. Like, no. Like, I'd rather, like, carry in, stay home, try some toys, wear some sexy lingerie, watch some porn,
is
have a good meal.
Anything a guy listener could do that's so like terrible, like take her out on a boat and there's a storm or something, so that.
But that wouldn't be his fault.
No, I know, but like, is there anything like he can do?
Let me think.
Take her to Taco Bell.
So that she's traumatized, so he never has to go back to the Valentine's Day well again. Like it's just kind of.
After she breaks up with him,
like she's just like, no, I don't want Valentine's Day stuff anymore because that last one was so bad. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know what. I think forgetting it could be is the worst thing. Like, yeah. I don't know, unless you're a total bitch and you're like, oh, that's cubic zirconia diamond and not a real diamond, or judgy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything someone could do. Like, I guess I'm pretty easy to please. Before I started dating Wes, one of my best Valentine's Day memories, the guy took me to Red Lobster. And people laugh at that. Like, everyone laughs at me.
Because
they're like,
it's a punchline,
oh,
but Red Lobster's
guy.
Awesome.
I love Red Lobster. That is my shit right there. So when someone took me to Red Lobster, I was happy. It's because he knew me. He knew me well enough to know that that's what I would like. But other people, they're like, ugh, Red Lobster? That sounds like
a nightmare.
It's a
punchline. I don't know why it's a punchline. It's actually an expensive restaurant if you look at the menu.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It is.
It gets pricey.
I love their king crab legs. When I was a kid, my dad, I'm like, Daddy, can we go to, like, for special things?
Yeah. They got, like, $100 lobsters in there.
Yeah. There you go. He wasn't cheaping around.
Exactly.
But
those
Cheddar
Bay biscuits. Yeah.
I'm conditioned.
Everyone does, honestly.
I honestly think the worst thing you could do is just get nothing. Or if I do have friends, like, when you talk about, like, the love languages, we all have different ways of showing right. and expressing love. My friend is really into gifts. And so when her husband now used to get
talking.
Her gifts, whatever, for Valentine's Day or for her birthday that were kind of off, mm-hmm. she'd be like, well, didn't he know? I kept dropping hints about wanting the new iPad or whatever. Like, so,
wow.
Yeah.
She's a handful.
No, but she's not like a, it's not like she's a money girl. It's like she just mm-hmm. thinks gifts are important and you should really pay attention. That makes her feel loved.
Okay.
I'm just saying, pay attention to your partner. It's okay to just start listening. Here's the thing. If you're in a relationship, just start listening. From now, for the next week, you'll hear something. Like, mm-hmm. something will click. If your mind, you get in the mindset, you're like, oh, that'd be perfect.
And not even just for Valentine's Day, for her birthday, for Christmas,
yeah,
for anything else.
Yeah, I take
else.
Notes for people.
I'll take mental notes. And I even write stuff down on my phone. Like, if something comes up, like if we're, like, in the duty-free shop and we're on vacation, there's no way I'm going to buy something on vacation after we're spending so much money. But if she sees something she likes, take a little note.
Yeah, for
I'll
sure.
check it on Amazon, find a good deal.
That's good. That's good. You
stow
do
it away for, like, you know, her birthday or whatever.
You're an inspiration.
The little note things, they save me. Okay, so what other ones are interesting on here? Okay, so your relationship is almost over. You break up before Valentine's. Women say you break up before Valentine's Day, 75%. After Valentine's Day, 24%. And then men, their pleas are pretty much the same. Men say before Valentine's Day, 70%. After, 30%.
Who would say after?
I don't know.
People who are, like, really bad with confrontation.
Yeah, or people who are just trying to get in. They know their boyfriend or girlfriend is getting them, like, an awesome Valentine's Day gift.
That.
And they're like, let me just ride it out. You know, I really wanted that
or
iPad.
They bought something really nice and there's, like,
yeah.
no return policy.
Absolutely.
Like, it was maybe for the two of them. And they, yeah.
Maybe you should wait till February 13th if you never know if your relationship's going to get together.
I had a friend who waited for Valentine's Day to break up with her on the day because he was that angry with her.
Oh, my God. Aww. Yeah, I actually was texting my friend Charlotte today. I was like, do you remember, because my friends, I'll remember all my stories. I said, do you remember having any great Valentine's Day or funny stories? She goes, no, but I broke up with a guy once on Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Was it because of Valentine's Day?
I don't remember. Maybe she was trying to piss him off. But, like, a lot of people have done that. I remember I was telling Madison this earlier that when I, like, in my 20s, my first serious boyfriend that I loved. Mm. I think in your early 20s, you have this love. Like, you're just like, oh, my God.
It's innocent and pure.
I know. It's like the first time, and you're like, oh, this is everything. And I dated him for, like, 3 years, which is a lot for me, 2.5. But we made dinner at my house. He actually made it because I've never cooked because I had like 3 roommates at the time. And then we went into my bedroom and we like put down a blanket and like had a picnic and we like ate this stir fried chicken. And then we lit candles and he made me this book of like pictures and stuff of us. He was a painter and it was sexy. It was like we were in my room and it was fun. We cooked. Like it's easy.
Sounds like a movie that the ladies would like.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Dude, you hate it, but he helped plan it. He
That sounds really sweet and cute. I picture Christian, what's his name?
Gray?
Doing it. No. Christian Gray.
He'd have me on a friggin'.
Christian Slater.
Oh. Christian Slater.
Yeah. I was like, Christian Gray would have me on his jet.
Right?
Of all people. Sorry, I just picture him as like creepy guy from Heather's. I can't really picture him as like
guy?
A dreamboat ever.
Cool
no, Christian
guy.
Slater.
Me
cool
neither.
Guy from Heather's.
Okay, so what else should we, what best describes how you feel about, and then we're going to move on to important sexy gift ideas, is what best describes how you feel about Valentine's Day? Women say, ick, it's a Hallmark holiday, 45% of women. And,
hey, good ladies.
And love it. It's another excuse to show I care, 54%.
Yeah.
What do you think the guys say? Ick, it's a Hallmark holiday. What
I'm
percent?
I'm going to go 67%.
61%.
Wow.
And then they say, love it, another excuse to care, 38%.
They should be ashamed of themselves. They're whipped. And
or maybe they have money and they like a chance to spoil somebody. Like there are a lot of guys out there
like
that.
Oh, you're picturing
like
the 65-year-old guys that are dating the 20-year-old and they just want to flash their cash?
No.
Yeah, I get you. I'm
picturing like the sheiks of Hollywood or whatever it's called.
Oh, the sheiks. Yeah. See, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're white Mercedes driving around with like big gift baskets.
She's being racist right now.
I am not. I actually just saw on
I would like a chic boyfriend.
Mike Carano just posted an Instagram photo of a white Mercedes that said like Persian on it, and he was like, "Go figures." And I was like, I'd never thought about it before, and then I saw Mike Carano's Instagram and was like, oh.
Is that a thing? I don't even pay
it's
attention.
A thing. It's a thing.
You know I don't pay attention.
Persians.
I live on Sunset Boulevard, honestly, like right off of Sunset. Like it's 24/7.
Armenians, they tend to like their white, fancy, like luxury cars. For whatever reason, white seems to be kind of in their wheelhouse.
It's because they're
from what I've noticed.
It's because they're classy looking, honestly. Like, let's be real. It's a nice looking car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand it. 100%.
I did not know this. I'm learning something new every day.
Neither do I. Yeah. I find it racist, and I'm ashamed to be part of this conversation.
I can't be racist. Let's talk about some sexy gift ideas.
Let's do it.
Okay? And then we're going to have some sexy date ideas. Mm-hmm. And then we got a lot going on here. Sexy gift ideas for the girl who has everything except a G-spot orgasm.
It's most ladies.
It's our new favorite. What? Most ladies.
It's a lot
the
of
G-spot?
Ladies. Yeah.
It's true.
Is there a percentage on ladies who know where their G-spot is?
That know where their G-spot is? Not sure.
Yeah.
But
what
like
percentage?
How many liars are there?
Oh, you know, I mean, they say 30% orgasm during intercourse.
Right.
But we don't know if it's clitoral or G-spot. That's a great friggin' question.
Yeah.
Have you found your G-spot? And I'm telling you, I've talked about this before, and I'm not afraid to talk about it again, that it took me, I'm going to say, into my 30s. Before I, probably about 10 years of not trying that hard, but then like, when I really got intense about it, probably about a year, like my early 30s, till I friggin' found it. Mm-hmm. And it was on my own with a toy,
like
nothing
a
like the rave. I was.
You
I was
were...
like, I don't get it. I read books. I bought the G-spot book. I was like, what the hell? And I, on my own, lots of hard work, I fucking found it. So this, the rave by WeVibe, it was dedication. It took my friend, I've told this a zillion, 30 days every single day. She was much more disciplined because it took me like 12 years on and off. But the rave by WeVibe is like this G-spot magnet. It'll be like, doot, 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 doot. They didn't have this when I was searching. So so the rave, we've tried.
Sorry, I'm just imagining like echolocation.
I wish there was like a G-spot locator. Do.
I'm picturing Emily like an explorer, like a spelunker. She's got her goggles on.
No, she got her hat
with the light.
Yeah,
the light on the helmet.
Why can't
she's like,
there
I'm going
be
in.
One? Well, how easy? Because we were trying to explain to Lori. She won't care if we talk about a G-spot search in our office. Who? Lori.
All right.
So she's searching for a G-spot. She's now actively using the rave.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, but we're telling her to be patient. But the rave. So we've tried it. It's she's probably been looking for a G-spot.
I think she's looking right now.
Right now she's looking for it, actually, as you're listening to this. So it's really cool. We have a great video that we did, review of it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can check the Sex with Emily channel. But it's centrally sculpted. It's powerful. It's like an... How would you explain? You've seen so many vibes with me.
Yeah,
Madison's
so it
vibe
is a,
with me for a few years.
It's true. It's like
not
a,
in the same room yet, but
a yet. It's a phallically shaped vibrator. It kind of looks like a wand almost, but the cool thing is it's like curved, so it's really easy to hold, and it's like sculpted in a way where it curves. So no matter what angle, like if you can't find your G spot, say you're inserting it, you're looking around, you're like, this doesn't really feel good. Twist it a little bit. It is bound to find that thing.
Right. Just the way it twists. It's
exactly.
Like,
it's shaped so and designed unique. That way. And then, so for a lot of women, like I recently found out that my, the opening of my vagina, like the little like vaginal opening really close to the exit is super sensitive. And what's cool about this is that it's got really soft, like curved edges. So even not the end, like the sides of the shaft.
Yeah, they're weird.
Curved.
They have these cool ridges in them.
Exactly. Right. So that it stimulates your vaginal opening as well. So you're not just getting the G-spot stimulation. You're also getting, like, your entire vagina is getting a treat.
The inner two-thirds are very sensitive of the vagina.
Exactly.
Yes, and so I'm glad you found that.
Yeah, and so it, like, translates very well. It's super powerful. Like, I use it as a wand several times before
I
even put it in.
You could use it clitorally. Absolutely. And I just, you know, went right to my G. It was like we were best friends.
Yeah.
It just attached right to my G-spot.
Yeah. Oh,
but it was cool.
It's magic. You know?
It is. So this is the Rave. It's US rechargeable, USB rechargeable, body safe, splash proof. And here's a great thing. This is why it's a great couples present. Use it with the WeVibe app. You can use an app and connect it.
Yes.
You could vibe when you're together. You can vibe when you're apart.
Yeah. You can use it for like long distance couples also. You can connect it
to your app.
It's
a great long distance present.
Yeah. You guys can Skype and all of a sudden he's like, hey, I've got a surprise for you. Buzz, buzz. And all of a sudden it's your customized vibrations in your vagina.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He can customize the vibes in your vag.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Vibes in your vag. I hate the word
vibes
vag.
In your vag.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, it's a gift that she will love because I guarantee you, she has wanted to find her G-spot. Sometimes the penis and fingers just aren't as skilled finding it. If you don't know where to look, that's what the Rave is for.
Exactly.
Targets it.
Target the Rave. Okay, so again, all these that we're talking about, you can find on our website.
Yeah.
Click on the banners and stuff. Okay. So for the curious couple, okay, the Fleshlights Kinky Combo Pack. So thanks to the rise of the 50 Shades franchise, BDSM seems to be on everyone's mind. And this kinky kit is perfect for couples who are like, yeah, I'm not going to get the Red Room of Pain, but I want to try some. It's got handcuffs in it, right, Madison? It's got...
It comes with...
Oh, the Sex and Mischief kit, right?
Yeah. So it comes with a Fleshlight for him, the Fleshlight Flight, which is like the smaller, more discreet one.
It doesn't matter if your penis small. It's just
a
smaller.
Exactly. It's just a little more.
If your penis is big, it's fine too.
Yeah, it's a little more compact. And then it comes with a bullet vibrator for ladies, a Sex and Mischief S&M kit, which has handcuffs, a satin blindfold, and the most adorable little flogger you've ever seen.
Oh,
it's
I want one. I saw that. A flogger is how you spank her. But
yeah, it's so cute. If you haven't seen floggers, look them up. They're kind of like a fun confetti sort of thing, like a streamer for rhythmic dancing and gymnastics, but except sexy. And it comes with pleasure balls, which are like by Crazy Girl. They're kind of like Benoit balls where they like vibrate in your vagina.
Right.
So all
those
together,
are fun. Those are good for Kegels.
Yeah. All together. It's a good time.
And Flesh Lube.
Yeah. And Flesh Lube also. Yeah. Can't
so
Flesh Lube.
Yeah, you can. And this is fun because if you again, the you can get her what or him or her what they wanted. Maybe it was the iPad or the Apple Watch, but I always say get something a little sexy. It's the one time a year where you can get your sexual, have your sexual fantasies come true. And this kit, if you're like, yeah, I've been wanting a blindfolder, but I'm not sure what this just has, like the blindfold, the handcuff, they're easy to use.
It's got everything you need to
spice
play
up.
A
you
little.
Can get this Anderson and take it on your little road trip.
It's true.
For Valentine's Day.
It's a little kit.
That's what she wants. Your wife texted me.
Nice.
Okay. For the single gal. Mm-hmm. The Vibratex Dahlia.
Yeah.
Okay. So why do we think this? Being single, why single gals?
I feel like single gals because being alone on Valentine's Day, and I know because I was single for most of my life. I've only recently been in my first like big serious relationship.
This is the good one. Yeah.
Yeah. And and so I know that like a lot of people can be, it's kind of a bummer. Like I used to throw myself into work. I worked at a restaurant. I would just work all weekend. But for a lot of girls, you're like hanging out at home. Well, you're going to want something to keep you company. And that thing better be pretty fucking incredible. And let me tell you, I've used Vibratex Dahlia. It is a girl's best friend.
It is. It's cute, too, and pretty.
It's so cute. It's pink. It's like got silky smooth silicone. And it's got that whole dual stimulation thing that women love, where mm-hmm. It's got like a little like the head, like the actual shaft, the head rotates. So it like swirls. You know, we always tell you like when you're trying to find your G-spot, you can like do this like swirl and flick maneuver.
Right.
Yeah.
It does the swirl and flick. It's another G-spot present.
Exactly. And on the outside, it's got
present
a little.
To your G-spot, I mean.
Yeah. On the outside, it's got a little like butterfly appendage. So it's got the rabbit thing.
I love that. Like little tickles.
Yeah, it flutters. And I say flutters in like the most like. Aggressive, powerful sense because right, it's actually like a pretty heavy vibration. So it gives you both. And I actually just found this out. I was thinking about it. It vibrates a little in the shaft too. So you get vibration on both ends. You've got the swirling against your G-spot. You've mm-hmm. got the fluttering on your clitoris.
Yeah.
It's an amazing experience.
It is. It's a great one. And it's a great gift. And it's pretty. And she'll like it. It's just like, great packaging. And,
give it to your best friend.
Totally. I always get my friends stuff on Valentine's Day. Like, that's what I'm about. It's about my people I love. I don't discriminate.
Yeah.
All people I love.
Get one for yourself, too, and just, like, disappear for a while. Like, hang out until summer, and all of a sudden everyone breaks up, and you're good
to go. Or some people are breaking up this week.
That's true.
Because it's a big season to dump people. But also, it's battery-operated, which, you know, there's a lot of rechargeable toys now. And part of me is kind of like into the OG batteries. Like, you just know it's not going to, you just put the batteries in, you can mm-hmm. take them anywhere. Like, you don't have to worry about bringing the charger, and it's really powerful.
Yeah.
And reasonable. So, but first, now I'm going to take a quick break and tell you some other things that are really important. So Texture is this amazing app, right? So if your New Year's resolution, let's say, was to cook or stay in shape or get in shape, you can use the Texture app where it's only like, it's less than $10 a month. And they basically offer unlimited access to your favorite magazines for less than the price of 3 magazines at the grocery store. So here's my deal with it. I downloaded it. You know, I have like a free, and we have a free month. It's one of our gifts. So you guys just have to try it because this is why I love Texture so much. It's super easy to use. You click the headlines on the cover page. It takes you to the right articles that interest you because you can go in. Like I picked my favorite magazines. I was like, oh my God, Domino Magazine, which is like a home design magazine, which I know you probably wouldn't think that I would love, but I do. And Men's Health, Women's Health. And I just like went in there and I picked the ones I like. Here's why I know I love it is because I've read a few articles now. Like, I can't believe it. It's like literally every magazine on the planet you can get. And so today, part of my procrastinating came because, okay, I hate notifications on my phone. I turn mm-hmm. them all off. I don't want a notification from Waze saying, oh, you're leaving in 6 hours. There's traffic, like just anything. So I got a notification from Texture. Apparently, I didn't turn it off. And it was like, you might really like this article. Turns out, it was an article about how procrastination is actually good for you. So I procrastinated by reading an article about procrastination because Texture knew, and I don't know how it knew because I liked that article. And then I went down the rabbit hole of Texture, which was like, oh my God, I read all these different articles and I was on there for a while. So it's just really cool. You don't have to even hold magazines, have the paper anymore. None of that. Yeah.
Does it make you smarter?
Yeah.
Because it kind of like, instead of just reading a magazine.
Procrastination or Texture?
You can just go from... No, well, both. Both. But, I mean, it sounds like it really it curates what you're after,
exactly.
what you're looking for, and especially with you and research and wanting to know stuff, and anyone, you're going to become
this
more of an
I'm
expert
saying. You'll put
on whatever you're
exactly.
into.
Exactly. So if I was even in women's health reading about, like, pelvic floor exercises, if Science America, or whatever it's called, Scientific American, did an article, they'd be like, you might like, and again, you could turn off the notifications, mm-hmm. but it's just like, it's a great process of curating what you like, and it's all the magazines that you like. I feel weird about buying magazines because they're so expensive at the store, yeah. and I'm like, I won't read it. So anyway, check it out. Go to texture.com/Emily. That's TEXTUR.com/Emily, and you try Texture for free for a month, and then read every magazine and become really smart.
Yeah, never not have things to talk about at those fancy dinner parties
exactly.
of yours.
I got to read all the stuff about the other some election happening. I got to get smart there. Okay, back to presents. Mm-hmm. For the guy who loves his doggy style move, Anderson, are you into doggy style? He won't answer. I just did that to be fun. Madison, we have to tell people where to find this to look at the picture. Okay, this is the doggy style vibrating strap by Sport Sheets.
Yes.
And you don't even have to get it vibrating if you don't want.
Yeah.
But every man's favorite position.
Doggy style.
Typically doggy style.
Yeah.
You know, could be biology, could be pornography, but they love it. And for women, it's not particularly orgasmic all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not. We're like, I know you want to see my ass. I know you want to whatever.
Yeah, it's
just, and then it's, I mounted Madison with it. That's the punchline.
Long story short, at a sex expo that we were recently at, we got corralled into doing a demonstration for Sports Sheets. Sports Sheets is an awesome company. They do so many cool things. Yeah, yeah, they're like, come try. And so they strapped Emily down, and I'm standing there taking pictures of her and getting like up in her face, take videos and stuff. And he's like, all right, you're next. And I was like, what? And he puts me on all fours on a bed in the middle of the showroom, wraps this strap around me, and gives Emily the reins. Because this thing straps across your, like, middle area. So it straps across your pelvis and your hips. And it's meant to support you in, like, a very pleasurable way during doggy style. So it holds you at, like, the perfect angle for penetration. Yep. So you're at a 45-degree angle. He was explaining this to me as he strapped me down. And as Emily's mounting me, he's in my face telling me about
it. I'm going to repost your Instagram. Go to my Sex with Emily. You have to see me riding Madison. It's pretty awesome.
You're usually in a 90-degree angle. That's what people tend to mess up when they do doggy styles. They're on all fours like an actual dog. And at 45...
Which we understand why.
Yeah. And at 45 degrees, you get like more G-spot stimulation because his penis naturally like curves in that way and rubs against your G-spot. So it's great for that. Plus, the pressure against your pelvis kind of pushes your G-spot out a little bit. Yep. So it's more exposed, more likely to get hit. And then if you get the one with the vibrator, you put a bullet in there, and all of a sudden you got vibrations against your clitoris. You got him hitting your G-spot. And all of a sudden, hey, doggy style, not so bad.
Not so bad. It's a party in your pants. And I think it's a great gift for him because you're like, babe, I know you have doggy style. And this one's even better. You can grab me and like pull you in. It's pretty awesome. And Sports Sheets makes... great products too. So they can find this all on our website.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Or they
can
go to Good Vibes and buy this, right? Goodvibes.com. Code Emily.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, code Emily, you get 15% off. And then, if you want to see Emily writing me, you can go to Instagram. Or we also wrote a blog about our experience at the different sexual health expos where I chronicle my time being mounted by Emily as one of the highlights of the sexual
health. I have to read that again. Okay, I think I skimmed
it.
You know
funny.
Me.
Yeah, and there's a picture in there also of that.
It was pretty funny. Anderson, we'll show them to you after because I know you're dying to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the intensity... By Pormois. This is for the master multitasker.
Yes.
Say that 10 times fast. So this is a gift for the girl on the go, always trying to make things faster, easier, more efficient. Look no further. This one's amazing. You've heard me talk about it. You lie back, you masturbate, and it does your pelvic floor exercises for you, which is so unbelievably important.
Yeah. And for guys, this is another one of those gifts. It's like you're giving it to her, but it also kind of benefits you too. Like my boyfriend gets me like a DVD set he really wants for like my birthday.
Right.
And he's like, I got you this. Now let's watch all of them.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, I see what you did there.
This benefits the man because?
Because she is going to experience, it helps you tighten up down there. So for a guy, that's like a tighter, more snug feel, which is what every guy wants, or at least it's what every guy thinks that he wants.
Right. And doggy style.
Yeah. And it helps her have more orgasms, more intense orgasms, more frequent orgasms, because that strengthened pelvic floor really helps in your journey to being more orgasmic.
It's true. So that's another way. We're all about the G-spot. Like a lot of these toys, because I just feel like there's a lot of reasons why you can't have orgasms during intercourse or even on your own. I know it's a very common question. It's not everything comes easy. Just like some people are natural born athletes, some people are naturally born orgasmic. I was neither one of those. I had to work at both of them. And so this to me, the intensity, which you've heard me talk about, it uses electrostimulation, and it and you lie back for 10 minutes and it just does it for you. And while I'm lying there, I just like feel this. It just feels like this full amazing feeling, and they're getting stronger. I also know my pelvic floor, which, you know, I have Kegel Camp, my iPhone app, and it reminds you doom every day. But sometimes I fall off the Kegel wagon. And this is something I actually have made a habit in my life, and I do notice that I am tighter, even more orgasmic, which is weird because I didn't think possible. And like, this is what happens. Everybody has to work their pelvic floor, because as you get older, for women, it does. It atrophies. You sneeze and you pee all the time. You cough and you pee. And I noticed, this is my incentive. Like, you know when your jeans get too tight and you're like, oh God, I gotta go to the gym. Mm-hmm. When I sneeze and there's like a little dribble, I'm like, I just know. So now I can never stop again. It's kind of like not sexy, and it's way tighter because I know that my on again, off again boyfriend notices it too.
Yeah.
He's going to love that new title.
It's funny you use the example of when your pants get tight. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Oh, because I've always
been. You seem so fit. I just can't picture you going, I feel chunky.
Yeah, I have like all the, I mean, not all the time, but I'm always pretty much the same. I've never had like a weight right. issue, but.
You're
like,
one of those lucky few.
I know. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, but like, I've got other issues.
High metabolism.
She burns all those calories searching through her
searching
purse.
Searching through her purse, I was going to say.
Oh my God. Right.
Were you going to say that?
I was totally going to say
see,
that.
See, you are my favorite yeah. people because you know me so well and you still love me. That's why I love you guys.
All right, so a gift for the lube connoisseur. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Well, we put Uber Lube in here because we love Madison. When we go to these sex trade shows, we're like, where's Madison? And she's like BFF with the Uber Lube guy. She's like, hi. And then she's like 10 bottles. We love him.
Yeah. Michael.
Michael. Yeah. It's a really great product. I mean, just like you can never be too rich, too thin, or have too much lube. I always say that. And why do you love Uber Lube, Madison? I mean, we all love it, but she literally leaves me to ditches to take his lube.
It's I like made best friends with him at ILS when I was an intern and was like, I love your lube. And he's like, let's hang out and talk about it. We end up talking about podcasts for like 2 hours. But aside from that, the product itself is amazing. So I came to Emily's operation as a kind of lube noob, so to speak. Like, I didn't really know that much about lubrication.
Nubile.
Lubricant. And exactly. And I was immediately like floored by how silky and how smooth it felt and how it didn't get sticky. And I'm very sensitive. I've got like a sensitive environment down there. And Uber Lube did not upset it whatsoever. It didn't mess with my balance. It was just great. And it's so pretty.
Like, I know, the bottle is so pretty. I love
its pump. That's why I'm drawn to it, with like a moth to a flame, because right. they have it displayed and it's like all lit up like a jewelry case. And you've got all these bottles of lube and they're sparkling. My boyfriend is this is why I think your boyfriend, your husband, whatever, will love it. It is a very attractive, like luxury looking tube.
Yeah, you can't even tell what it is. Yeah. Like, it's sitting there.
He keeps it next to all of his colognes and my perfumes, and you can't tell.
Right.
It literally, you're like going by the bottles. If you were to like look at them, they all look the same because it's like high quality glass. It's like a very like elegant looking container.
It's a pump too, which I love for lube. Like, do not give me a screw tap for lube. Like, in the middle of the session, of any sex session, you want to be like, hold on, let me unscrew the cap.
Yeah. And lube is so important. And when it comes down to it, you get what you pay for. If you buy a $5 lube from a bin at Rite Aid, you are going to feel $5 worth of lubrication on your junk, on your lady parts, whatever. Your guy deserves to have something great, and so do you.
Exactly.
And Uberlube is perfect for that. It's a great Valentine's Day
gift. And it's silicone, and you can use it with toys and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
You can use it with high-grade silicone toys. So you can't use it with just any toy. You'd want to make sure that you have, like, high-quality silicone sex toys that you're using it with, and it should be fine.
And then if you want to get a water-based lube, though, because you don't want to use silicone for whatever reason, I love Sliquids.
Yeah, Sliquid and Pure is really good, too.
And you can all get those at Good Vibes as well.
Absolutely.
And use code Emily. Okay, lingerie costumes for role play. Pick it out together. I think that's fun. I think a lot of couples are like, yeah, I want to role play, but like if my wife came out, like I was actually this comic show the other night, and the guy was like, the comedian was like, if my wife came out in a French maid costume, I would just laugh, you know? And I think that a lot of couples, I know they've been together, but what I'm saying is I get it. Like, you're like, how am I going to all of a sudden show up as a pizza guy? But if you guys go shopping together, you can go online, you know, you can go to a store together and just buy some sexy, like, outfits that you're like, this could be fun, or I want to see. Like, I would love a guy to take me lingerie shopping and be like, try this on, that's really hot, then do a striptease. I'd be so down.
Yeah.
Or play a little role play thing.
Absolutely.
Go to a Halloween store that's not open now, but where else can you buy anywhere?
Anywhere. Honestly, Hustler Hollywood.
Hustler Hollywood has a great
I know. We're so excited. They have a great selection of, like, costumes and with, like, really, like, sexy, like kind of like outlandish lingerie. So it's not like your lingerie you're getting it like Agent Provocateur. It's like very like specific, like costume kind of lingerie.
Right.
And
like
it is
sexy.
So
you're right.
Cute.
All your route. Yeah. A little policeman. I'm gonna get some there. Okay, that's perfect. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna dress up for myself.
Your garters and all of that.
Yeah.
You got like cheerleader.
And it's
outfits.
Not that it's really reasonably priced too. It's not like you gotta totally invest. Okay. So that's a good one. Go to Hustler Hollywood, pick out some gifts. It's like in 13 cities now. If not, I'm sure you've got a sex toy store near you. Okay. So now we're going to move on to unconventional gift ideas that are kind of like DIY, do it yourself if you got time, and sentimental. Scrapbook, your favorite memories, easier than you think. There's a lot of those, like Shutterfly. You can just literally, like, even the Apple Store. What is it? You could do it on your laptop with, like, if you have a Mac.
iPhotos.
Thank you. But then there's a, and you just put together a book, and it's like $15, gets it shipped to your partner. But also Blurb.com is one that Madison found.
Yeah.
Compiles a book of love poems or love quotes. You can also insert your own photographs, mm-hmm. right? And literary passages that describe your relationship. It could be quotes from movies. It could be like all the things that you have shared together.
Yeah, it's as creative as you want it to be.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Madison's going to do that, although she said she's not very sentimental. I was talking about this. She's like, I would never do that. I'm like, I would do something like this, which is ironic.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting there like...
Megan, I'm going to make one for Wes.
Yeah,
save it from you. Okay, you can get a plant or a succulent. This is a cute, unique gift, something
quirky.
Your partner can look at every day, mm-hmm. but doesn't require as much maintenance as like a dog or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Although cactus. I did get a succulent from you-know-who, that guy you met a few years ago, and it was really beautiful, like big succulent, and I never once watered. Every day I looked at it, and I was like, oh, you're so needy. Can't believe I need to water.
A succulent, it's like every 3 days needs to be watered.
I'm like, you're so, really, you're looking at me again? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't water you. I walked out of the house already, and there you are. You should be in the house. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's a very good gift, and you really, if you're a normal human, you can probably water it every once a week.
There's a comedian who's talking about how he killed a cactus, and he's like, wow, I'm less nurturing than a desert.
Exactly. That's
so it's
me.
Pretty hard to screw it up. And we found this, I found this really cool website. I fell down the rabbit hole of Pinterest. It's called vitaminihandmade.com, and we'll post it obviously on the blog. You can make your own little succulent planter out of
cute
little bucket, and you can design it. And there's one that said, like, don't prick me Valentine, or don't be prickly Valentine. And if you're crafty, you'll enjoy that. So
that's
go ahead.
Cute. I love
customize
it. I actually
succulent.
Did like the succulent.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought him succulents in return, which he did like another holiday. And he kept his up.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. Mine are. You know how windy it's been?
Yeah.
They actually ended up face down on my cracked.
It's a metaphor.
But I'm not saying that succulents aren't great. I did, just don't get it for me. Okay. Make your partner their own tea blend. This is sweet. Blend for friends. Creates a blend of loose leaf teas based on the recipient's personality. Okay. So this is very like you put in their date of birth, their hobbies, personality, physical appearance, and then they custom what works for you.
I just realized that physical appearance is like hilarious.
Like, right,
like physical appearance is like do blondes get like vanilla or like coconut flavors?
I don't
or like
know.
Brunettes get like a cinnamon. Like
exactly. I don't
appearance?
Know how it works. I thought they would want your birth date or something.
Yeah, or like your astrological sign. But either way, you can get a really random loose leaf tea blend.
Right, exactly.
Which would be really cute. And
totally.
Unique.
If you're a tea drinker, and now that I quit coffee, you can get that for me, Madison.
There we go.
No, just kidding.
I got it.
I don't want one. You don't need to give me anything. But you know when I said that.
Yeah.
Okay, then we've got subscription boxes. They're all the rage now.
Yeah.
Wine, snacks, makeup. I mean, I think this is just like easy. And it's like if you know that someone that you love has like a niche for cooking or like they love great wines or snacks or something like me who never has food around, like get me a snack box, you know. I'm not asking you out for gifts, but it keeps on giving. Variety. Every month, hint, hint. Every month it brings something different. And every time you get a new box, you'll be the first person on their mind. So they'll think, oh my God, my sweetheart got that for me. Right?
True. Yeah.
Love with food is one that you had a good success with.
Yeah.
Right?
I bought my roommate who's like super, he's very like granola. He's like very super into like, you know, like the gluten-free organic food mix. And so I got him Love with Food, which is a really cool subscription service. They send you a snack box every month and it includes organic, all natural snacks that are all super healthy. You have gluten-free options that you can choose. And with every purchase, they donate food to a U.S. food bank.
That's so nice.
Which I thought was so sweet because you're
sweet.
Like giving to your lover, your friend, and they're giving it back. And what's funny is I know that Max is always fed.
Exactly.
No matter what.
You
know, he's always
you
got snacks.
Max. And then there's also like ones for dog lovers. Like I was going to get one for Stanley so he could get one every month. He gets like dog snacks and toys.
It's called BarkBox. It's
BarkBox.
So
isn't that cute? Okay. And then, okay, let's move. Those are some good gifts. I think we should move to... The unique date ideas.
Yes.
Because, really, it falls on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great opportunity to make a day of it rather than, like, a night, which is great because you don't have to do, like, one of those expensive, like, prefix menus. And squeeze the whole date in, you know? You don't have to just do it, like, after work. So we have some ideas here, which I love. Actually, Lori in our office came up with this one. We put a lot of thought and research into these people. We don't want you to mess this one up, Valentine's Day. So she said once on Valentine's Day, she did a walking tour of chocolate factories.
Yeah.
In L.A., I think. But I wonder if they do that in other cities.
I'm sure they do. Like in San Francisco, I'm sure
oh
you
my
can
God,
do it.
Yes.
You're at L.A. Square.
Amazing. Ooh. So, like, that's so fun and romantic. You can get some wine. You can do, like, You know, you go to wineries. You don't have to leave your city. You can play tourists together.
Yeah.
Visit like, local landmarks that you've always wanted to go to.
Yeah, walking tours of anything. Like, for instance, San Francisco, when I went with my parents, we did a walking tour of San Francisco, and it was like a vampire thing where they, like, it was like a tour of, like, the vampires of San Francisco. And I just remember being, like, super into vampires. I was, like, 13 years old and was like, this is the coolest thing ever. But the point is, no matter what city you're close to.
Did you meet some of my ex-boyfriends?
Probably. Just like skulking around in the corners late at night. But the thing is no matter what city you're in, they're going to have some kind of walking tour, whether it's like local, you know, you can even do like a pub crawl or a bar crawl. How fun.
That's so fun.
It's for the wild and crazy couples, you know.
I love it.
Get bucked with it.
You're going to be drinking anyway. You might as well move it around.
Totally.
A picnic in the park or in your living room, because we don't know. Some people have snow on the ground now.
Yeah, it's true.
And right today, it's like freezing here in LA. But you can plan like your favorite snacks, wine, cheese plate, like candles. Because I just love the idea of like just doing something, like picking up your favorite foods. Mm-hmm. You don't have to cook and like making it romantic.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can play games together. Never have I ever, truth or dare. I was saying earlier that you could do something where you put dares. Like each of you put a few dares into a bowl, like three or four. And the dares were like, it could be like, I dare you. Or was it the truths that you go in the bowl?
No, it's the truths that go in the bowl. So you put these like questions that you have to ask each other, and you pull out a question. And if they don't want to answer it, or if they don't want to answer it like truthfully or fully, then they have to pull a dare and do a dare.
Right, exactly. So it could be like writing out five dares, anything from like trying on a sexy outfit to trying something naughty like stripping. And that's like
yes,
naughty,
maybe don't do this in the park.
Yeah, don't do this one in the park. But you place them in a bowl and then you ask each other naughty questions like, what's the sexiest fantasy you've ever had? What's the most unusual place you've ever had sex? And if you pass and you don't want to do it, this is a DIY game, then you take one of the dares.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time. Okay, they've got a picnic, we've got outdoor places.
Yeah, just spend a day somewhere outdoors. Like here in LA, you go to like the Lake Shrine in Malibu, which is really beautiful,
so beautiful
and very peaceful. You can go to the Huntington Library and Arboretum, which I've been to, and it's gorgeous. So much to do. But all over the place.
All over. Okay, then we've got the Netflix and Chill V-Day edition. Sorry about Netflix and Chill if people are over it and you think it's like jump the shark. You could have a movie marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Get your favorite snacks. Like, this is what I would do. I would get like all my favorite candies, like my movie candies. Anderson can relate to this. He watches like movies 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that I have like a list of 18 of them. I'd get like Good and Plenty's. I'd get the snow caps. I would get...
the grossest candies on the shelf.
I love the malt balls.
Oh, yeah. The Milk Duds.
Milk Duds mm-hmm. and the malt balls. Milk Duds are my favorite, actually. Okay. And malt balls, too, though. Mm-hmm. I would just M&M's, popcorn.
Yeah.
And you just have fun. And you, like, pick your favorite movies. It could be scary movies.
Yeah.
Scary movies are great. Adrenaline.
Yeah, we're talking about the misattribution of arousal, getting all
psychology 101. Explain that, the misattribution when you get watch a scary movie together.
Yeah, okay, so misattribution of arousal is that when you do like adrenaline pumping things, like say you like watch a scary movie or you like go rock climbing or something like that, the adrenaline pumping, your brain misattributes it and thinks that you're sexually excited. It thinks that you're like super stimulated by your partner when really you're super stimulated by like the fact that your favorite character is about to get slashed nose to navel or something like that. So then you get all excited and you cling to your partner and all of a sudden you're having sex on the couch.
Perfect.
It's fantastic.
It's a win-win. It's a great... That's our own Netflix.
Yeah.
Chill.
I know a lot of people don't have time to like watch a lot of movies like all in a row. Like it's kind of a bummer. Yeah. So if you make the whole day about that, you can knock through all the nominations. Oscars are coming up.
Watch that's a good all idea. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah, totally.
Alone or with Stanley.
You just got to find somebody
with Stanley
who's
for sure.
Yeah. You got to find somebody who's in SAG so you can get all the screeners because otherwise you got to get.
I gotta work on
crafty
that.
With
you
it.
Get the screeners, right, Anderson?
I've seen every single movie that's up
for now,
including the shorts. I've seen everything.
Wow,
Anderson's got a new podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I got cinematics. I've been blustering about it here for a while. This week, wait. I gotta tell you which movies we're gonna review this week.
Right.
Deadpool, which is the new.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah,
Madison knows. See,
I'm the key demographic
for that. It's Ryan Reynolds, and he's really ugly in it, but he's super sassy
and.
He's like one of those like badass
superheroes. Ugly in it. Well, I mean, he gets
like destroyed.
Marred.
Yeah.
So he wears a costume. You don't even see his face through most of it.
Just once, and there's like all these funny lines about it.
So we screened that. We got an advanced screening of that one, and we're going to talk about that one before it comes out, as well as the new Michael Moore documentary. You're a documentarian.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm dying to see my stepdad.
Where to Invade Next.
Yeah. I heard it's amazing.
How would your stepdad see it? Was he special?
Yeah.
How did he see it? It's not out yet.
He's in Michigan. Maybe there's a special screening.
No.
No? Are you sure? Because Rebecca Morris, Flint, and
Oh, perhaps. Yeah, maybe he had
saying,
like a little.
Michigan.
Let's
no,
rally
it's
the,
a, it's a, no, we do this in Michigan. Yeah. That's like he's like our one big filmmaker. Not one, but Rebecca Morris, big deal. I saw my stepdad, who's 80. Post a lot
him.
On Facebook.
He was
I know.
On, he was on the show.
He was on the show.
He was
Let's check
right
out the show with my
sitting.
Mom and my stepdad. It was really cute.
Good
but
show.
It's great.
He posts. He spends a lot of time on Facebook because if you're 80, why not? And watch Michael Moore. The other thing is we were talking about like volunteering is great if you're single or in a relationship because it feels good to give back,
it
spread
does.
The love.
That's yeah,
it's helping all, people in need.
It's what the holiday is all
great
about. No, it's great.
What Anderson? Then you can go home and watch movies.
When was the last time you volunteered him?
I volunteer every single day.
It's true. You do, actually.
Thank you.
You give back to the
I
the,
do.
The sexual forms and to people's private. You do. You absolutely true.
Just thank today, you. She volunteered to make me toast. It was great.
Was that the first time
I was needy.
For you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were hungry, but was it good?
It was
cinnamon?
Delicious, yeah.
I'll do it anytime. I should bring it to the office.
Yeah, totally.
No,
okay.
But back to the volunteering thing. Yeah. It is true. I mean, there are so many. I volunteer at that camp, and I can't tell you how many people. Myself. I didn't hook up at camp. Well, I mean, I have, but I'm but so many people have gotten married from camp.
I agree.
Because you have a common interest, and that's giving back and being. And you know that people are good, and they're in it for the right cause.
And that's what the root of the holiday is about, love.
Yeah.
And so you're helping people.
Volunteer on Valentine's Day for poor people, homeless people who are single.
And you give, exactly.
Give them little candies.
Or just anyone. Everyone needs help. Yeah. I wonder, do they have like volunteer match here in LA? They had that in San Francisco.
They probably have meetups where you can go do it. Yeah. Like meetup.com is awesome. You go to meetup.com and they have like all these different meetups that you can do. I'm sure there's volunteering ones.
Right.
There's like volunteering singles and stuff.
But there was one called, not to be confused with match.com, but in San Francisco it was called Volunteer Match. It was a website and it would match you to any task you wanted to do. You thought it was like
a dating site.
Website. You're like, okay, let me skip over
for
that.
For those who volunteer.
No, but that's actually not a bad idea. Okay, then also if you're single, friends potluck. Have all your friends over and everyone brings a dish and a date they're not romantic or sexually interested in. I've done this before, like a single party, you bring your one single friend, which we all have that friend that we're like.
Yeah. Or someone,
Absolutely.
Oh, that guy.
No, I mean, like, there's the guy that you're like.
I don't want to fuck him, but you might.
Exactly. I have a friend like that. I just saw him recently, and I'm like, dude, can I just, like, bring you to L.A. and, like force you on all of my friends? Because, like, they dig it. They're looking for you.
Right.
He's, like, got that, like, Midwestern charm.
Right. So he should go to a potluck. And it's perfect to mingle, enjoy good company, meet new people. But also a great thing is, I hear guys say this all the time, but, like, a great night to go out also. If you're single, Valentine's Day, go out with your buddies.
Yeah, totally.
Because most people, single group of women, men out, they're probably single.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
I mean, if they're in groups together on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, like, gone to bars or anything on Valentine's Day as a single person. That sounds terrifying. But as a guy, I can imagine it's pretty good.
Yeah. And I sometimes just want to hang with my friends. Like, I'm not uptight about it. I'd be like, I'm single. That's right.
Are there really? You guys are girls.
Yeah.
You guys are girls.
We are girls.
I am.
Thanks.
Yes.
Do you really think that women are so lonely on Valentine's Day that they're just going to look for a random
hookup?
No,
but I think that I would go out with a friend for a drink on a Sunday night. I'd go to dinner with a friend on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Like if I didn't have plans, which it's still TBD. She was like, let's get dinner tonight. I'd be like, yeah, it's Valentine's Day, but whatever. I'd go out.
Can
and
I
then
tell a funny story about
I'm a lesbian.
About my wife and her family on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely.
All right, they're not big planners, my wife and her family, right? Not big planners. They don't really think of, they don't look at the calendar much. And I remember we had just moved into our new apartment, and they're like, yeah, we want to come over and see it. We'll go out to dinner. They showed up. I'm a terrible planner as well. It's like,
oh,
great. Valentine's Day. There's nothing. Nothing is available.
Oh,
there's no way we're going out to dinner. And we found some, like, fish and chips horrible place. It was like, it was like $30 for a basket of fish and chips, and it was the only empty place.
Was your wife not upset because she knows you?
I got her fish and chips. We were fine.
That's sweet.
It's adorbs.
I think that is adorbs, and you guys are still together and happy.
Yeah.
So that all works out. Okay, I think that's all we got time for.
Yeah, I think we did.
This was a killer.
Knocked it out.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, remember, it's a day about love, not to, you know, if you are with someone, I always think throw in a little sexy something, a little toy or lingerie.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're actually going to come out with a Sex Moves for Valentine's Day
podcast
yeah,
next
coming
week.
Out.
You're going to get that?
Oh, next week.
Yeah.
We still got time.
We still got time. We just wanted you guys to get your presents in. And check the everything here will be on sexfilmy.com that we've talked about. The
plus
banners and the list.
Codes.
And discount codes. Because we don't, hey.
We
want to
help you out. Yeah.
Sex Moves for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's coming up next week. And
is one of them volunteering to be on call at your work on Valentine's Day? That's a good sex move. Like, I'm out.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like I'm just that's my move. I'm making myself available to work
on Sunday, Valentine's Day.
That was my single Valentine's Day plan. I will serve people awful food for Valentine's Day and judge them all for coming into this restaurant that's terrible.
Yeah. Was it a chain?
It was a chain, and it was like one of those places where you order at the counter and then we bring you your food, and it was like Italian food. It's called Pat and Oscar's. Very similar.
Have you heard of them? Dropping the name after those horrible reviews.
Oh, it broke. I mean, it's gone forever. Pat and Oscar's is dead.
Pat and Oscar both gone.
They're a married couple. Anyway, but so you get like basket unlimited breadsticks and stuff like that. So I'd like judge people.
Unlimited breadsticks.
I'd come and like drop it off at people's tables and be like, yeah, you like that $14 pizza and those unlimited breadsticks, you cheapskate, and then like walk away.
Enjoy your Valentine.
Well, I hope everybody enjoys it. No matter what you do, it's a day of love. Love yourself, love your partner, love your friends, love your neighbors.
Love everyone.
Yeah. Go ahead and give us that song.
Well, speaking of love, I messed up the weeks. Cinematics, my new show. I was a week ahead. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. That's what we're reviewing this week. As well as Hail Caesar. The new Coen Brothers movie.
Why'd you say
Pride and Prejudice?
That was so aggressive, Madison.
Isn't that podcast called How Did This Get Made? Because that's my question. How did that get made?
It was a book. It's a book that people really liked.
Okay. Well, we'll check out Cinematics and see if we like it. Thank you, Madison. Awesome for being awesome and for the awesome show. I love having you. And thank you to Lori. And Jamie, intern Jamie. We're not an intern anymore.
Yeah.
God, we're just growing.
We are.
Thank you, Anderson. Mm-hmm. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody. If you've been listening to the show for the last couple months, you've probably heard me talk about a unique product called the Womanizer. It is not your douchey boyfriend from college. A while back, the owners of the company said to me, hey, can I send you one? Test it out. See if you, you know, I want to see if you like it. Of course, you know, I don't ever say no to a free sex toy. And I've reviewed most toys on the planet, and I'm confident I tried because they're like, oh, no, this is really different. I'm like, sure it is. Well, the Womanizer was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. It kind of looks like a sexy ear thermometer. Has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how your partner would use their mouth. And while it's on, you can vary the suction, but it's like very light and indirect, or you can make it more intense by pressing a button. And the women in their focus group achieved orgasm in 1 minute. 1 minute. That's a 60-second orgasm. Okay, so then I tried the Womanizer, and at first, to be honest, I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, show me something I don't know. And yeah, they weren't kidding. It's amazing. The suction is adjustable. Like, I just feel like I always wanted indirect stimulation, and I did not know it until the Womanizer. It is in its own category, so check it out for yourself. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Womanized banner for more information. You will love it. Thanks for listening. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. They give you 10 free gifts. Who the hell does that anymore? Free gifts. You'll get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected prize for him, and a little something that you'll both enjoy. Talking about spicing up the sex life, you'll enjoy it. You'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, a game. I'm so into couples games right now. They have these really fun games that you can play to get to know what you both like about each other, what you both like in bed. Try one of those out. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get 10 free gifts. That's adamandeve.com. Use code Emily for 10 free gifts. Thanks for listening.